My transformation occurred sometime between gymnastics practice and watching the Carol Burnett Show in the summer of 73, in what my mother referred to as the summer of the boobs. "You'll get a lot of use out of those, you will," said Mom, eyeing my flourishing bosom. It wasn't long before she paraded me around the stores, telling me to push out my chest and chat up the salesman, hoping to get a good deal on whatever she was buying. My breasts got her free installation on her basement carpet. "See," Mom said with glee, "he wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you." She waved me off, indicating that I should stay downstairs and stay downstairs with the workmen to keep him company while the installation was complete. When other girls my age were imagining what it was like to kiss a boy, I already knew what it felt like. I already knew what it felt like to have the weight of a man on top of me. While girlfriends dreamed of what it would, of who would ask them to a dance and whisper sweet nothings in their ear, I had already felt the heated breath of oppressive whispers. "You are such a pretty girl," said Dad. "You made me do this, you know." My daughter is approaching her 13th birthday. She's excited to be a teenager. I am terrified. She doesn't know that when she was six, I would stand by her bedroom doorway as she slept and quietly wept as I tried to come to terms with what my father did to me at her age. I am now reminded of being raped at 13 by a family friend who stole so much more than my virginity and confirmed what my parents had taught me. I was built for sex. It took just 2 years at the age of 15 to become a human trampoline. Prostitution was as natural a transition as a physician's daughter enters medical school or a musician raises a jazz master. Today, being a happily married woman and a mother of two, I look like any other mom standing on the sideline of their children's lives. I am raising a young woman who shies away from revealing clothes in spite of the images on TV. She thinks stores that sell thongs in girls' underwear department is indecent. She has plans for herself, none of which involve a boy. As imperative as it is for me to reassure her of her growing beauty, it is my quintessential duty to instill a belief in herself that although she is a pretty girl, she has so much more to offer than her body. That birthright took years for me to figure out. Luckily, though, for my daughter's sake, I did. Thank you.